on the savings that have been made arising out of the cost-saving measures that President Obama has introduced. I'm not sure that I put a specific figure on it. I don't recall ever putting a specific figure. What I can say for certain is that significant savings have been made, and it's not difficult to see why this is so. So, for instance, let's use two reference points. There was a time when we had, 125 ministers or so under the Akufo-Addo administration. Currently, we have 58. It should have been 60, but for the unfortunate tragedy that occurred on August 6th. Now, even if you picked the figure of 60 and you did an analysis of what it would require to keep 125 people at post as ministers and deputy ministers, that alone is significant. Let me give you practical examples. So every minister of state, indeed, if I show you my appointment letter, you will see that there are things that you are entitled to enable you to do your work. One of them is a four-wheel drive, a Land Cruiser. You are also entitled to a saloon car. These are duty post vehicles. They are not vehicles that are gifted to you. You use them as and when. But often it is the case that a new one is procured, because invariably by the time that a new government comes, what exists may not be roadworthy or may not have the capacity to perform at a high level that is. So often a new one will be procured. You are also entitled to accommodation, and that means that existing government bungalows would have to be refurbished for you to move in. If you are not given a bungalow, then you are given 20% of your basic salary as rent allowance every month, and it is at market rates. In addition to that, if you check my appointment letter, you see that you are entitled to fuel, a certain amount of fuel every week. And then there's a salary that you take, which these days is consolidated to include other perks and emoluments. And then in the days that S. Garcia held sway, you will be paid S. Garcia, which is 4 months out of every year that you serve in office. Now, the price of one Land Cruiser at current market rate, a standard Land Cruiser that a government official of the rank of a minister or deputy minister must use, is about $120,000, and I'm sure you all know it. There are some that are more expensive, but I think the standard one is $120,000. A saloon car of the sort that a minister or deputy minister would use is about $50,000 to $60,000, depending on the brand that is purchased for you. Now, if at a point there were 125 ministers, and now there are 60 or even 50, let's say 60, just for purpose of analysis, it means that you are avoiding purchasing 65 Land Cruisers at a unit cost of $120,000. You are not going to buy 65 saloon cars at a cost of between $50,000 to $60,000. You are not going to have to spend money refurbishing 65 bungalows, or paying in lieu of that 20% of basic salaries of 65 people as rent allowance every month. You don't have to pay fuel, and you know how much it costs to fill a Land Cruiser in a saloon car. So you don't have to pay that. And then you don't have to pay salaries of those people. You don't have to bear their travel costs and other things that they are entitled to. And then when they finish their service, you don't have to pay S. Garcia to 65 people. When you put that together, you are talking of tens of millions of Ghana cedis, and that is just for ministers alone. When you come to the presidency, in addition to the 125 ministers that we had under President Akufo-Addo at some point, there was a time when they had up to 361 staff. And I'm not talking presidential staffers. The staff of the office of the president, that is the political staff, are grouped into two or three. There are presidential staffers. I heard somebody say that presidential staffers acted as deputy ministers. No, they are not. In terms of entitlements, they are equivalent to ministers, presidential staffers. So when you hear somebody referred to as a presidential staffer, in terms of entitlements, they don't function as ministers. But in terms of what they earn and the package that goes with their office, they are equivalent to ministers. Presidential aides are equivalent to deputy ministers in terms of their service conditions. And then there are political staff who are staff of these staffers and presidential staffers. If you go to the president's office, there's the president himself, there is the chief of staff, there's a secretary to the president, there's a legal counsel, and then there are other senior advisors. These advisors don't work alone. They also have staff that they work with. So if you put all of that together, there was a point that we had about 361 under President Akufo-Addo. I think about 41 staffers or so who by virtue of that position would be entitled to the conditions of service of ministers and deputy ministers. So the 125 land cruisers would come with another 40 land cruisers and 40 saluncas, 40 bungalows, or 40 sets of payments of what do you call it, rent allowance, 40 sets of payment of fuel for every week, and then all the other conditions that they are attached. So you do not really need a soothsayer to tell you how colossal the cost to government was to have that number of people. The fact and reality now is that we have fewer people in government now than we did under the previous administration. So significant savings have been made. That cannot be disputed. That must be placed on record.